Okay, so we are up to Simen Kuf Ayin Ches and the Sugi of Shinui Makom, which is a very complicated Simen. And as the Mishnah Berurah points out in his Hakdama, there are really three central questions that we have to consider. And we'll first look at each of these three questions individually, and then we'll try to talk about the Lamdos and how they relate to each other. So the first question we need to figure out is, do we paskin like Rav Chista or Rav Sheshes? Just a little bit of the background. There's a machlokas in the Gemara, whether Shinui Makom Tzarech Levarech or Ein Tzarech Levarech. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Shinui Makom Ein Tzarech Levarech. But there's a refutation against Rabbi Yochanan. So we paskin like Rav and Shmuel that Shinui Makom Tzarech Levarech. But then there's a further debate between Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes under what circumstances that applies. According to Rav Chista, it's only if it's ein tam bracha acharav b'makomo, something that you have to make the bracha achrona in its place, let's say benching. So l'chatchila, I have to bench where I ate. And interestingly enough, even though we pass in like Beis Hillel, that if you left by accident, strictly speaking, you don't have to come back, but still l'chatchila, you should come back. And you have to come back if you left b'mezid. So therefore, since I have to come back to my place, I am tethered to that place. So my leaving the place isn't considered a shinui makom and ein tzarech levarech. We'll get into the precise lumdus of what he's saying. What does that mean in a practical sense? Let's say I'm eating bread in my house and I go outside to go to shul or to talk to a friend or something like that. And I return to my house. I could continue eating without making a new emotzi. Or likewise, if I go from my house to another house and I wish to continue eating in that second house, that's also okay. I may do so without hamotzi. Whether you should do this l'chatchila or not, we'll get back to also a little later. That's the view of Rav Chista. Rav Sheshes disagrees. Rav Sheshes says, just like the halacha is, if I'm drinking water in my house and I step outside for a moment to schmooze with a friend, when I return home, I need to make a new bracha rishona. Or if I wish to continue drinking outside, I have to make a new bracha rishona. So too, if I'm eating bread and I step out for a moment, I will have to make a new bracha rishona when I return. And again, maybe even a bracha achrona. We'll discuss that later. So how do we paskin? So this is a machlokas rishonim. The Rush and Tosfos and Rashbam all say we paskin like Rav Chista. And if you have argyrus in the Gemara, that's almost certainly going to be the case, because argyrus in the Gemara, towards the bottom of Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, says Tani Kevasi de Rav Chista. The Gemara seems to unequivocally conclude that Rav Chista is correct. However, the Rif and the Rambam and other Rishonim say we paskin like Rav Sheshes. Now, the question is why? So one possibility, or one part of this might be that they don't have the girsa at the end of Tani Kevasi de Rav Chista. Other Rishonim have different girsos. Some leave it out. Some have Tani Kevasi de Rav Yochanan. So that's part of it. But still, it's a little strange that you paskin like Rav Chista. So what's the reason that the Rif gives? The Rif gives the following explanation. Even though it is true that Rav Sheshes asked a question on Rav Chista and the Gemara was able to defend Rav Chista because Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak defended Rav Chista, he said, Man Tana Kiros Rabbi Yehudahi. That's not a great answer. In other words, the Rif basically says that if you have a kasha, and the kasha is better than the teretz, so you're not going to paskin like that opinion. So the Rush says, what is he talking about? I never heard of a better answer in my whole life. Rav Nachman Yitzchak's question answer is fabulous. Indeed, the view of Rav Sheshes does seem to correspond to the view of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim disagree, and therefore we would paskin like Rav Chachamim, and therefore we should certainly paskin like Rav Chista. So what exactly was the Rif thinking? So the Milchamos discusses this question. And really, as the Rishonim and the Achronim point out, it comes down to the principle of whether you say Bameh is Lefarish or Bameh is Lechalik. Because the Braisa says that if you have people eating together and there it's Davar Shetan Bracha Acharav B'Makomo and they leave, then when they come back, they don't need to make a new bracha. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, "Bamed v'mamurim v'zman shenichu sham miktas chaverim, but lo henichu sham miktas chaverim." Then shinui makom tzarich levarich, even though it's davar shetam bracha achar b'makomo. So if you think that bameh is l'chalik, then clearly the chachamim disagree, and presumably you'd follow the chachamim. But if you think bameh is l'faresh, so then there isn't a dispute here. There's just one opinion. It's just the view of Rabbi Yehuda, and you'll probably follow Rabbi Yehuda's shita, and that's basically the view of Rav Sheshes. This is a debate among the Amoraim, how to understand bameh, and that really comes down to the machlokes Rishonim over here, who the paskin like. So Allah Lamaisa, the Machaber paskins like Rav Sheshes, the Ramah paskins like Rav Chista. The Magen Avraham points out, though, even if you follow the view of the Ramah, which Ashkenazim do, which means that if I'm eating, again, let's say bread, or we're going to paskin a cake or noodles or the like in my house, and I step out, when I return, I don't have to make a new bracha. That is, of course, only if you had a shear. But let's say I didn't have a shear. Let's say I ate some bread, but I ate a half a gezeis of bread or a half a gezeis of noodles. So then when I return, I have to make a new bracha. I have to make a new amotzi, even though I just stepped out for 1 second just to say hello to my friend. I left my house. Why? What's the reason for that? Because since halachically I'm not mandated to return to make a bracha achrona. Why? Because since I have pachos mikashir, I don't even need to make a bracha achrona. So memela, it's not really tam bracha acharav mimakomo, and I would need to make a new bracha. And this is paskind in the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chaf Ches. Now, the next question we need to deal with is, what's the halacha if I go from room to room within a house? And this is where the matters get very confusing, because there are several girsos in the Gemara, and there are a number of cases which actually aren't really spelled out clearly, for which you have to extrapolate. But very briefly, there are three mahalchim in the Rishonim. The first is the mahalich, really the girsa of Tosfos and others. Tosfos has the girsa, and here again, it's very tricky, because we have to understand this, we have to go back to the sugya of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So I'm going to briefly summarize the different views here. And then we're going to get into some of the practical questions as well. But it's worthwhile to just chazer the cheshbonos here, even though they're really cheshbonos, because otherwise we won't understand where the halacha is coming from. So the first is the Girsa of Tosfos. And again, we have two Gemaras. First, we have the Gemara by Kiddush B'Makom Suda, and then we have the Gemara by Shinui Makom. Now, you have to figure out what's considered Shinui Makom for Kiddush, such that if I left the place that I made Kiddush, I'd need to make a new bracha. And then we have to figure out what's the halacha for Shinui Makom in terms of brachos, such that if I leave that place, I would need to make a new bracha. So according to the Girsa of Tosfos, you know what? I'll do the following. I will share with you a chart that I made that I think will make this a little clearer. Okay, here you go. So if you look at this handy dandy chart, make it a little bigger. Let's see if that works. Whoops. Okay, here we go. So we have basically four questions. What's the halacha for pina lepina for kiddush? Meaning to say, I made kiddush in one part of the room. Can I continue? Is it considered shinui makom if I wish to continue eating? Not shinui makom, kiddush makom suda. If I wish to eat in another part of that room, we'll have to figure out what the gather is. This is what the Rambam calls zavis lezavis. So we'll call it pina lepina, which is the formulation of Tosfos. So what's halacha for pina lepina for kiddush? What's the halacha for pina lepina in terms of bracha? Bracha meaning shinui makom and brachos. Then we have to figure out what's the halacha of cheder lecheder for kiddush. Cheder lecheder is also going to be the same thing as bayis l'aliyah. And finally, cheder l'cheder for brachos. And then we have this general question of, are we mashve kiddush and brachos, and shinui makom for brachos, are the same or they're different? So the first view is Tosfos, the Rosh, the Rambam is understood by the Beis Yosef, and this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and the Achronim on the page of the Shulchan Aruch Ramah. As we'll see in a moment, it's really the Bir Halacha who makes a mapecha over here by noting that many disagree. So what is this view? Pina lepina for Kiddush is not a shinui. That's a kula. If I make Kiddush in the north side of my room, even if it's a big room, I'm allowed to eat in the south side of the room. Pina lepina for bracha is also not a shinui. Cheder lecheder for Kiddush is considered a shinui. So if I make Kiddush in my dining room, I may not continue eating in my kitchen. That would be Kiddush shelo b'makom suda. And cheder lecheder for brachos is also a shinui. So basically what we do is we equate these two sugyos. There's no difference between Kiddush makom suda and shinui makom for brachos. In both cases, within a single room, it is not a shinui makom, but two rooms in a house is a shinui makom. There are a couple of exceptions. One exception is if it's two rooms, but I see my original place. So then that's considered as though it's in one room. And again, the details of this we'll talk about a little later. One of the times where these shilas come up a lot in terms of Kiddush Makom Suda is on sukkos, when you might want to go from your sukkah inside your house to wash after Kiddush. We'll talk about the details of that later. That's one exception. You could see your place. It's considered as though you're in the same room. In other words, within a single room, even if you can't see your original place, so then that's not a shinui makom. And likewise, within two rooms, if you can see your original place, it's also not a shinui makom. The second exception that Tosfos has is that within the same house, if you plan to go from room to room, that's also not a shinui makom. Das works. Now, here we have something very interesting, because as we'll see, das does not work from bias la bias. Everybody agrees that if I, again, we'll just use the example of potato chips. If I start eating my potato chips in my house or drinking my water in the base medrash, and now I wish to go outside for a moment, I may not continue drinking water outside, even though I had das. Even when I made my shahakal on my water inside, I intended to first drink inside and then drink more outside. Das does not work. However, within a single house, das does work. Then I could go from place to place within the house. Even a room to room is normally is a shinui makom, but not with das. Now, what's the logic for that? So most likely the logic is, and again, we're going to get back to some of these details later, but most likely the logic is that das does not work to prevent a shinui makom. However, what das does do is it allows me to see all the rooms in my house like a single room. So I can't say my house and your house are a single room. That doesn't make any sense. It's simply false. But I could define the rooms in my house, since it's all tachas gag echad, as one makom, or I could define it as multiple makomos. Stama de milsa is that they're multiple makomos, but if I have explicit das, then I can see it as one makom. So as I said, that's the view of the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, as well as Tosas Rush.
Next yes. door neighbors in 475 West.
We'll talk about apartment buildings, the Ezra Sashem, shortly. First, let's do the basics. The next view in Rishonim is the Rif, the Maram Chalava, Rach Behag. Run also, more or less. And this view is a Kula and a Chumra with respect to Tosfos. There's a huge Chumra in terms of Kiddush B'makom Suda that even Pina Lepina is considered Shelo B'makom Suda. So even if you're in a single room, if you go from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room, and let's assume you can't see, it's a big room. So then that's Kiddush Shelo B'makom Suda. So it's a Kula, it's a Chumra with respect to Kiddush B'makom Suda, but a huge Kula with respect to Brachos, that two rooms in a house, or even Igra Liara, is not considered Shinui Makom for Brachos. And the basic point of contention here is whether or not you think that there are three Dargos or two Dargos. According to Tosfos, there are three Dargos. There is Bais l'bayis, we'll call cheder l'cheder, and pina l'pina. There are three dargos. When it comes to bais l'bayis, it's always a shinoi. When it comes to pina l'pina, it's never a shinoi. And when it comes to cheder, it depends. If you have das, it's not a shinoi. If you don't have das, it is a shinoi. And we equate Kiddush Makom Suda, like I said, with Ochos Brachos. According to the Rif, it turns out that there's only two dargos. There is either bais l'bayis or within a house. But there's no halachic difference between pina l'pina and cheder l'cheder. It's all the same. And therefore, the Gemara tells us that when it comes to Kiddush B'makom Suda, that is a shinoi, whether it's pina l'pina or cheder l'cheder. And that's why we extrapolate from the fact that cheder l'cheder is a shinoi, so too pina l'pina is a shinoi. Whereas when it comes to Ochos Brachos, we say fakir, just like pina l'pina is not a shinoi makom, so too cheder l'cheder is not a shinoi makom. Why? Because there's only two dargos. According to this, there is no, presumably, there's no makom to distinguish between whether you had das or not, right? It's only Tosfos that comes onto this idea that das makes a difference because he has these three dargos and he has to explain that middle darga of cheder l'cheder. According to the Rif, the Maram Chalava, Rach, Behag, only two dargos, which comes out a big chumra in terms of Kiddush, but what's more halach l'maisa is a big kula with respect to Hilchos Brachos. That cheder l'cheder is okay. I see your question, Moshe. Let me just do the third school of thought, and then we will take your question. Now, what emerges from the Rif's school of thought is that it turns out that there is a difference between Hilchos Brachos and Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Hilchos Brachos were much more mekel, Kiddush B'Makom Suda were much more machmir. And finally, the third view is Rashi or Zeruah, and this is the view of the Rambam as understood by the Magen Mishnah. And really, it's very meduyak in the Lashon of the Rambam, as the Bir Halacha quotes, though there is a Tshuvas Rambam that sounds a little bit more like the Kesef Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam. The Tshuvas HaRambam, I didn't see anyone who quotes this, who brings it up, but L'chor, it does sound that way, because the Tshuvas HaRambam sounds like we are Mashveh Kiddush and Shinoi Makom, which is not the way the Magen Mishnah learns. Parenthetically, if you remembered, we noted a while ago that in the Kesef Mishnah, he refers to his parish in the Beis Yosef, so we thought that the Kesef Mishnah must have been written afterwards. So in our Siman, in the Beis Yosef, he refers to the Kesef Mishnah, so clearly the Kesef Mishnah was written earlier. So it seems like he edited them. He originally wrote the Kesef Mishnah first, but then after writing the Beis Yosef, he went and revised the Kesef Mishnah. Anyway, so the view of this school, first of all, thought, and I should point out, this is our girsa in the Gemara. In other words, if you don't change any girsa, this is what comes out. That this is the most lenient view, in the sense it adopts both kulas. When it comes to Kiddush B'Makom Suda, pina l'pina is not a shinoi. And when it comes to Hilchos Brachos, shinoi makom l'brachos, then cheder l'cheder is also not a shinoi. So these are the three schools of thought. Again, there's much to be said about each one, but first let me take Moshe's question. Go ahead.
Yeah, I seem to recall when I went through Bir Halakha, and it's not so recently, so I don't remember so clearly, but I think it's the difference between two dargos and three dargos. The Bir Halakha is medayek on the fact that Rambam used the word zavis instead of pino.
That's correct. That's to support the Magen Mishnah's reading of the Rambam against the Beis Yosef's reading, that the Rambam uses the word zavis l'zavis, which should not be confused with pino l'pina.
So pina is basically synonymous with cheder, according to this distinction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct, which is what the comes out from the Rif's girsa. It's very likely that the Rambam had the Rif's girsa.
Okay. Thank you.
Excellent. It should also point out, I don't want to get too tedious in the cheshbonos, the Beis Yosef himself, though the Rif is goris pina l'pina, thinks the same thing would be true if you're goris makom l'makom, which is also a discussion. Now, how do we paskin? So presumably, we paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama, the standard achronim on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, which would mean that if you go from room to room in your house and you didn't have das, I made a bracha over here. Right now I'm in my dining room, and then I go to my kitchen. So that would be a shinui makom. Now, probably, even if you didn't think kinini muchan muzuman, if it's obvious from what you're doing that you're going to go from makom to makom, maybe that would suffice for das. But lemaisa, without das, or without it being obvious that this is your das, then this would be a shinui makom. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is something that's very hard to be careful about, because people do go from room to room. And he doesn't think that this is the minhag ha'olam. The minhag ha'olam is not like the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, so therefore he says, you know, he thinks that seeing that the Velt doesn't do what the Shulchan Aruch says, I decided to investigate the matter and see, is it so pasha to paskin like the view of the Rosh? And he says, no, I don't think it's so pasha. Why? Because look at all the other Rishonim that are makel on this case of cheder l'cheder. The Rif, the Maram Chalaba, the Rach, the Bahag, Rashi or Zeruah, and maybe the Rambam. So the majority of Rishonim really are makel on the Shaila. So someone who's somech on the lenient view, yesh lo al mi l'smoch. L'chatchila, you shouldn't. L'chatchila, you should be choshesh for the view of the Shulchan Aruch, which means you shouldn't be Mishana Makom. But he says, b'di'aved, if you were Mishana Makom, it's certainly midei safek lo nafkan, you won't be able to make a new bracha. In other words, even though the Shulchan Aruch says, if I'm drinking water in my dining room and I go into my kitchen, I should make a bracha. But I can't, safek brachos. So let's say I come back to my dining room, I wouldn't be able to make a bracha because of safek brachos lahaka. And again, ideally you should be machmir, but mikilim have awat almashi smachum. Now, what's very interesting is that there are a number of achronim, and we'll specify more precisely what they say in a moment, but they basically say that nowadays it's like there's automatic das. Why? Because that's sort of the way we operate. We don't sit still anymore. It's normal. Everybody, you know, they're eating and they get up to, you know, they go to the dining room, to the kitchen to get more food. They go to the bathroom. They're all over the place. And therefore, they say that even according to the Shulchan Aruch, it would be mutter, because it's like you have das. And as we noted before, once you have das to go from cheder l'cheder, even the Shulchan Aruch agrees, based off of the ruling of Tosfos. So practically speaking, they say, even though the Mishnah Berurah says this is only b'di'eved, that would be true. L'chatchila, one could be makel b'zman hazeh. Now, certainly that's very compelling, logically, though we should point out that the pashtus is, the Mishnah Berurah didn't think that was true, because otherwise, he should have said so. Meaning to say, the Mishnah Berurah already acknowledged that the Olam was not doing this. And he didn't say, oh, well, since because people, in other words, the Mishnah Berurah says people all the time go from room to room and they don't make new brachos. If these contemporary poskim were right, the Mishnah Berurah would say, oh, that's no problem. We could still paskin like the Shulchan Aruch because there's Stam Das. So, unless you say, which might be true, that no, there were sort of three stages. You know, maybe in the olden days, people followed the Shulchan Aruch. At a certain point in time, they stopped following the Shulchan Aruch and they would occasionally go from room to room, but they didn't have Stam Das. And nowadays, we even have Stam Das. People have phones and their houses are, they don't have no Zitzfleisch and they're going all over the place. Fine. Now, you could still be mistopic, even if you accept those achronim, and again, I'm going to tell you more specifically who they are and what they say in a moment. Even if you accept those achronim, maybe it only applies to places where you expect to go. In other words, it's obvious that, you know, let's say between my dining room and my kitchen, so I have das, you know, when I make a brach in my dining room, I know I'm going to go to the kitchen, right? And maybe I'll even say, I know I'm going to go to the bathroom. But what about my bedroom? Okay, maybe. Maybe I'll get a phone call. I don't even know about that. But what about if you go to the attic in the middle of the meal, or you go to some place in your house where there's no expectation that you would go in the middle of your meal? So then one could argue that there wasn't stam das to go there. And therefore, it would be a shaila. Now, again, you still have the shita sarif and rov rishonim to be samichon, but that we're not samichon l'chatchila. Okay, so as I said before, what are these contemporary poskim? What do they say? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted as saying that it's mutter l'chatchila. Why? Mipnei she'af im lo chashav al kach b'mefurish beis habracha harehu k'misha chashav. Rav Yashiv says a similar thing in the Shvus Yitzchak, which I looked up because maybe I'll tell you what he says in a moment. I don't remember the exact details because that was one of the things that was lost in my lost document. But anyway, Rav Yashiv is quoted as saying that you don't have to be makbid and we're makel, like when it comes to the bathroom and the like. Also Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. Anything that you commonly go to in the middle of a meal, like the bathroom or the kitchen or the baby's room, is not considered a shinui makom. So again, according to the way these achronim formulated, it's not the pshat that every single room in my house is fine. What they're saying is the rooms that I commonly go to, so then it's like I had das that I'm going to go to there. So there's no problem, even if I go to the bathroom in the middle of the meal, that wouldn't constitute a shinui makom. But again, do you usually go to your bedroom in the middle of the meal? These poskim are saying you probably don't. And therefore, it would be a shinui makom if you go there in the middle of a meal. Similar point is being said by the Shevet Alevi. He just points out, what changed? If you look at the Gemara, they're used to having waiters. So that's why they didn't used to go into the kitchen from their dining room. But bizmanenu, where we don't have waiters, so it's not a hafzik. So now let's talk about two particular shailas that come up. Number one is mirpeset. And number two is the issue that Aaron brought up, going into public hallways, like in a neighbor's in an apartment building where you are tachas gag echad. So in terms of the question of the mirpeset, so here we have a shaila. On the one hand, you could argue, and this is especially true in Israel, where people have a mirpeset that's closed off and is oftentimes in many ways treated as another room in their house. So you could argue that this would be equivalent to cheder l'cheder, in which case it would be mutter to go from room to room if you have das, or if there is stam das, or even a bidyaved if there's no das. On the other hand, a number of poskim mention gag echad. Well, this isn't tachas gag echad, so maybe it's like going outside. So what's the halacha? So the poskim discuss this, and this is actually somewhat of a debate, where Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg all say that a mirpeset, even though it doesn't have a gag, is like part of the house. It's like cheder l'cheder. It's also the view of the Or Lezion. This might also, to some degree, be relevant in Hilchos Mezuzah. Do you put a mezuzah going onto the mirpeset, right side going out or right side going in? If you look at it as just another room in a house, you should put it right side going out. This is talking about a mirpeset that's a balcony that doesn't, you can't enter and exit the house from it, meaning to say it's closed off. And if you look actually in Eretz Yisrael, you'll see mirpesot, and some have it right side going out, some have it right side going in. The post-communal Eretz Yisrael debate this point. So as I said, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said we treat it like another room in the house, in which case we're lenient. Rav Eliashiv says no. If the mirpeset is not roofed, then it's not tachas gag echad, and it's considered shinui makom, and other poskim are mesopek. So this is this comes up especially when it comes to a sukkah, and maybe we'll talk about sukkos a little bit later. But I think that the logic of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, which is pretty intuitive to me, is that this is that there's no gzeres hakasov that you need gag echad, and adaraba, in the stories in the Gemara, they're talking about going up to the roof, and I don't know, I thought the roof is lav dafka roofed roof, so it's open, and yet it's treated exactly the same as cheder l'cheder, and therefore it's very mistaber to be makel, and I think that's the minhag ha'olam. I think the ha'olam is makel on a mirpeset, and this comes up especially in the summer where people have decks, and oftentimes they're going in and out of their house to their deck. The ilum is makel to treat that not as a shidui makom, but to treat it as cheder l'cheder v'sol chabayis. So the next question is Aaron's question, which is, what about the hallway of a building? In the 475, as you pointed out, this is relevant for a couple of reasons. Number one is that lots of people have neighbors who they're frequently going in and out of their house. Number two is because the garbage chute is in the hallway. So it's very common that in the middle of the meal, you might go out to take out the garbage, you know, especially if you have a dirty diaper. You don't want to keep it in the house for too long. So to take it out to the garbage chute is something that you would want to do. So here too, the poskim discussed this question. The Mishnah Berurah, as I mentioned, stated that this is Sifkat on Yud Beis, that even Bais Lali is considered Bais Echad if they're Tachas Gag Echad. Chevra, you're all being recorded, sent around the internet. Sorry, that's what I get for having shared in the middle of the dining room. No time. So what do we do over here? Over here, it is Tachas Gag Echad. And this is also a shayla the poskim talk about in a dormitory, but they belong to two different people. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, Legabe Kiddush, if it belongs to a different person, he thinks it's considered bayis acher. But if somebody is given reshus to use it, still it's not clear. And this is also the view of Rebbe Yashiv. He says, Lemaisa, if you go from your house to your neighbor, even if their tachas gag echad is considered a shinui makom, it's also quoted from Rav Vosner as holding this way. So therefore, I think sounds like the Velt is machmir, the poskim are machmir from one apartment to another apartment. But what about to the hallway? So here Rav Shlomo Zalman is makel, it's considered like cheder l'cheder. Why? Because it's partially yours. All the tenants in the apartment building are shutfim in the hallway. And therefore, it's A, tachas gag echad, and B, you're not going into somebody else's apartment. You're going from your apartment to your shared living space. And therefore, it's not considered a shinui makom. That's the view of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. However, Rav Vosner disagrees. And he says, since it's a different reshus, even though you have some shaychus to it, but really you're not the owner here. You just have rights to use it. So therefore, he thinks it is a shinui makom. This is also the view of Rebbe Yashiv and Rav Scheinberg. So unless it's maybe a part of the hallway that's like specifically designated for your use. So that being the case, I don't know, midei safek lo nafka. So it's probably a good idea to try to avoid this question.
Shouldn't the hallway have a din of a chotzer?
Okay, so what's the halacha by chotzer? In other words, the sad here to say that a hallway is different is because it's tachas gag echad. Now, even though we saw that maybe Gag Echad is lav dafka to some degree because we were makel by Mirpeset. But still, Gag, it's tachas Gag Echad, and I have the rights to use it. So it's stronger than a chatzer, stronger than Bais L'chatzer, because here it's tachas Gag Echad. It's really another room in the same building. I'm not saying that you're wrong, Moshe. There's certainly a logic to say what you're saying, but it's not obvious. It's also, again, okay. So the next question, and this is perhaps the most fundamental question in our sugya, is what is the geder of Shinui Makom? Is Shinui Makom just a question of Hesach Hadas, or is it something else? Take a look at Tosfos, Di Masoch Kishahain, and this is the view of the Rush. This is really the maskana of Tosfos. Tosfos initially considers another option, but the maskana of maskana of Tosfos, certainly the maskana of the Rush, and this is the psak of the Rambah, is that Shinui Makom is no more than Hesach Hadas. So what does that mean practically? It means that if I am Mishane Makom, let's say for Rav Chista, Bedavar, She'en Ton Bracha Achrav B'Makomo, so I'll need to make a new Bracha Rishona, but I won't need to make a new Bracha Achrona. If I go out, I'm drinking water in my house, and I step into my front yard, and I come back to my house, I will need to make a new Shahakol, but I won't need to make a Bari Nefashos, and then a Shahakol. And even though the Gemara mentions Mevareich L'mafreil Masha'achal, that is an Eitza Tova. What's Eitza Tova? That it's not a good idea to leave, generally speaking, without making your bracha achrona, because it's true you might have only intended to go out for a couple minutes, but things sometimes take longer. You might forget. You might be out for such a long time that the time of digestion has passed and you'll have lost a chance to make the bracha achrona on that first achil or shtia. And therefore, generally speaking, it's an Eitzah Tova to make a bracha achrona before you leave. There might be some exceptions. One exception is if you're planning to return immediately. Another exception, and we'll have to define immediately, we'll get back to that. Another exception is if you're going to a Dvar Mitzvah, especially Mitzvah Veris. Again, we'll define that also shortly. But otherwise, it's an Eitzah Tova that you should return. But if you didn't make a, I mean, it's a tova to make a bracha achrona before you leave, but if you didn't, it wouldn't be a shinui makom. So again, if I'm drinking in my house, I step outside for a moment to say hello to my friend, I come back, I need to make a new shahakol, but I wouldn't need to make a bracha nefashos. However, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam, Hilchos Brachos Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel, says that no, that you always need to make a new bracha achrona. And since the Rambam paskens like Rashashis, that means, let's give an example. I'm eating bread meal. I step outside for a moment to say hello to my friend. I come back. I need to make, even though I'm planning to eat the second half of my sandwich, I first bench, and then I would make a new hamotzi, and then eat the second half of my sandwich. That is the view of the Rambam. Now, the question is, why? Why would this be? Why is it different than Hesach Hadas? In other words, presumably the Rambam agrees that if all you had was a Hesach Hadas, so then you wouldn't need to make a new bracha achrona. You need to make a new bracha rishona, right? Well, for example, the halacha is that a shamish makes a bari priya gafen. So typically he's going to have to make a new bari priya gafen in each cup of wine that he's given. Well, I didn't expect to have more. So I go ahead and let's say I'm at a restaurant and the waiter comes and I order a glass of wine. I say to the waiter, you know, why don't you also have a glass of wine? He'd make a bari priya gafen, comes back again for the main course. I say, you know what? Why don't you have another glass of wine? So you'd have to make a second bari priya gafen. But he doesn't have to make a bracha achrona first. He wouldn't say he has to make a main shalosh and then a bari priya gafen. It's just as chadas. As chadas machayes a bracha rishona, it's not machayes bracha achrona. So what in the world does the Rambam think? So the answer clearly is that the Rambam thinks that Shinui Makom is not just a Hesach Hadas. The Rambam thinks that Shinui Makom makes us see this as though it is two seudos. And therefore, everybody needs to make a bracha achrona, because you need to make a bracha on your first meal. And you can't just make a bracha achrona on the second meal, because the bracha on the second meal will cover the second meal, but not the first meal. Mashal ma'davadome. If you remember, we saw the halacha that Dvar Mabayim Lacha Rasuda, you make Birkas HaMazon doesn't potter them. But you have to make not only a bracha rishona, but also a bracha achrona. So if I have dvarim if I have extra foods in the middle of the meal that weren't covered by Hamotzi, so then I need to make a bracha rishona. But the benching covers both of them. But if they're dvar mabam la'achar asuda, then I need to make a bracha rishona and bracha achrona. And even though benching has the capacity to cover everything in theory, but since it's la'achar asuda, it's not really part of the meal, then you need to make a new bracha. You need to make a separate bracha achrona. They're not covered by benching. So along similar lines, the Rambam holds that this shinui makom makes us see it as a new meal. It's not just as hasgadas, but it's a new meal, and therefore it's talmud bracha achrona as well as bracha rishona. Halach l'maisa, the Rambam, the Mechaber, and the Rama argue about this point as well. The Mechaber passing like the Rambam, the Rama paskins like Tosfos and the Rush. Now, let's say you paskin like the Mechaber. So, what's the halacha if you didn't bench? In other words, what happens if I'm eating my bread meal, let's say. I go outside for a moment, say hello to my friend. I come back. Really, what should I do? I should bench, wash, hamotzi, and bench again. But let's say I didn't. I messed up, and I just kept on eating. I didn't realize the halach. I thought for a moment that I was Ashkenazi. So what do I do? So do I have to bench twice? When I finish the meal, I have to bench twice, once for the first meal, once for the second meal. Because we said before that the benching of the second meal doesn't work for the first meal. So from the Rambam, it's actually not clear what the halacha is in that case. But the Mechaber and Sif Dalin paskins that you don't need to, according to the Rambam. It's really based off of the Gos HaSmak. We'll talk about that more in a moment. Rabbeinu Peretz. But the Mechaber thinks that you wouldn't need to bench twice. In other words, you can't just make the same bracha chrona twice in a row. It is true that varma tun shabain lachar asuda, you make a bracha chrona and then you bench, right? We could have such a thing as making an alamechia immediately followed by birkas hamasa. But you don't have such a thing as benching followed by benching in the same place. And we need to figure out exactly why. Is in this case, is the pshat that you're mevatel the benching on the first one, and there's no etza or bidyevet, it works. We'll talk about that in a moment. But the Rama says, as we said, notes that none of this is relevant. You never have to bench. Shinui makom is only a hasa hadas, but it's never mechayev on a fundamental level a bracha achrona. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a very interesting ha'ara here. Rabbi Eiger says like this. This is a little bit of a tricky question, especially because we didn't even get to this point yet, but we'll say it anyway now. There is a machlokas harishonim as to whether all shivas haminim are considered varma ta'unin bracha lacharem b'mekalman or not. For example, wine or grapes. According to Rashbam, they are considered ton bracha achrav in makomo. So that means if I eat grapes here and I leave, I have to come back lachatchila to make my bracha achrona. And according to Tosfos, they are not. We'll get to the different shitos more in detail later, but that's a machlokas. So how do we paskin? So we paskin that it's a suffink. So lechatchila, it's best to make the bracha in the place. But b'diavad, if I ate some grapes here and I leave, safek d'rabbanan l'kula, and I could go ahead and make my main shalosh on those grapes, in yeshiva for what I ate in my house. That is the view of, that's the halacha. However, the Shulchan Aruch says something very, very interesting. Shulchan Aruch says, you know what? But since it's a suffix, so let's say I came back. So I'm eating grapes, and I step outside, and I come back. So should I make a new bracha? So let's assume we pass on like Rechista, we'll be Ashkenazi for a moment. So according to Rashbam, the Rambam also this way, according to Rashbam, I won't need to make a new bracha. And according to Tosfos, I would need to make a new bracha. Why again? Because Tosa says it's Tan Bracha Ach Rabbi Makomo. And Rashbam says it's not. Sorry, the opposite. Rashbam says Tan Bracha Ach Rabbi Makomo. So if I don't need to make a new bracha, Tosa says it's not. So I would need to make a new bracha. So therefore, what's the halacha? Safik brachos lahakel. I shouldn't make a new bracha. Fine. Asks Rabbi Akiva Eger. So that's basically what the Magen Avraham says, Shulchan Aruch says. Ask Rabbi Akiva Eger a very tief kasha. This is on Sif base. He says, I don't understand. Lemaisa, because it's a suffix, if I had to come back, right? Let's say I'm still outside. I ate my grapes inside. I stepped outside. And I asked the rabbi, Rabbi, do I need to come back to my house? What would the rabbi say? No. We're mekel. Suffix, the rabban and the kulats, machlokas aposkim. So you don't have to be choshes for Rashbam Shidi. You don't have to come back. So since in the end of the day, I am not chayev to come back. So therefore, if I do come back, I should for sure have to make a new bracha. Because l'maisa, we're treating this as davar she'ein ton bracha acharav b'makomo. So why does the Magen Avraham say, why do the Achronim say, no, I don't make a new bari pri ha'etz. Why? Safik brachos l'hakel. No. Because since it was established, I don't have to come back, then it's like vadai. It's lashon is it's kamdina. It's like a vadai davar shein tam brach acharev makomo. And for sure, it would be a shinui makom. That is the kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eger. The Mishnah Berurah notes that this is Rabbi Akiva Eger's view, but he says, but the achronim don't sound this way. So it doesn't pass like Rabbi Akiva Eger. Question is, why not? Why not? Rabbi Akiva Eger's point seems to be a very good question. So maybe the answer is, really we could take two answers, but it might be a very fundamental point, which is that maybe we don't say kandina, right? If you look at the lashon of Rabbi Akiva Eger, I don't remember, he uses the words kandina. In other words, that's not true. Every halachically unresolved question remains unresolved. And therefore, for each question, I look at it ba'asher husham. And therefore, since ba'asher husham, this is an unresolved question. So therefore, I still say safik brachos lakel. The other possibility is to say that since l'chatchila you should come back, that's enough. But that's l'choran, and you could say for sure that's true because really, if you left b'shogeg for even for bread, you don't have to come back. But I don't think that's the correct answer here because we always say l'chatchila you should come back to some degree. So this is a very fundamental question in terms of how we look at safek brachos and unresolved halachic questions. Now, I see Moshe has a question. I just want to, I want to just raise a very fundamental point here, and then I'll take your question. And that was also fundamental, but this is fundamental to our sugya. And that is the following. So what do we say? We say basically we have two debates between the Mechaber and the Rama over here. One is Shinui Makom Begeder Hasachadas, that's the view of the Rama, or is it a new Suda, that's the view of the Mechaber? Nafkamina, do you have to make a Bracha Chrona? Now, then there's a second debate, which is, do we pass like Rav Chista or Rav Sheshes? Mechaber passing like Rav Sheshes, therefore even Tom Bracha Achor Mekomo is a Shinui Makom. And the Rama paskins like Rav Chista that it's only Shini Makom if it's Ein Tam Bracha Achorav Makomo. Are those two debates related? So if you look at the Rama's Lashon, it actually really sounds like they are related. It really sounds like he thinks they're the same debate. Because after presenting the Rama here is very patient. He lets the Mechaber do his whole spiel in Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. And then he writes, They disagree with everything said thus far. I mean, rock sovrim sheshinu makom eino elak hesachadas, and rather hold that shinu makom just hesachadas. V'lachein, and therefore, number one, application number one of this perspective is emshina makomo lemakom acher ein tzach levarch el lefnei masha rota lechol avalo al masha kvar achol. Nafkamina number one is that you don't have to make another brach achrona, you just have to make a brach rishona. V'davka shelo iniach mitzvah chaverim. Fine, brachol dvarim she'enchu nebrachol acharein b'makoman, aval iniach mitzvah chaverim, or afilu lo iniach v'achol dvarim she'enchu nebrachol b'makoman, afilu ma'asherot t'lachol achar kach entzach levarich. And then he writes, v'lachein, therefore, mi she'pasak su'udaso v'halach levayis acher, o she'hayo o'chol v'karo chaveru l'daber imo afilu l'pesach beso, o l'makom achar k'shechos l'usudaso, entzach levarich klal da'pas sarech. So it sounds like he's saying that these two things go together. Since I think it's only a din in Hesachadah, so number one is if you are Mishan and Makom, you only need to make a bracha rishona, not a bracha achrona. And therefore, since it's only a shail of Hesachadah, if it's Davish Ton bracha achra makomo, so I have to come here anyway, then leaving isn't going to be Hesachadah, and Mimela, it's not a shinui Makom. So that's sort of the impression I get from the Ramah. It's a very sweet package, right? The Mechaber and the Ramah have this fundamental debate. What's the get of Shinui Makom? Is it Hesachadas or is it Nusuda? There's two Nafkaminas. Nafkamina one is Bracha Rishona. Nafkamina number two is Davish Ton Bracha. I mean, Nafkamina number one is Bracha Chona. Number two is Davish Ton Bracha Achra Makoma. That's sort of the presentation of the Ramah. But I don't think that's true. I mean, it could be that the Ramah thought that explains both dinim, but it's not really that's the debate. Why? Because if that's true, then it turns out that the Ramah is saying that the machlokes between Rav Chisna and Rav Sheshes is whether shinoi makom is begeder hesachadas or a new suda. But I don't think that makes any sense. Let me explain why. Rav Sheshes agrees that hiniach mitzas chaveirim. If you shinu makom in tzarch levarich, why is that? Because you're tethered to your original place, namely because I left my pals there, so I'm going to come back. I'm tethered to that place, and therefore shinu makom in tzarch levarich. Now, that's the same basic svara that Rav Chisda says when he says davar shetan bracha from makomo. You have to go back. In other words, even a mechaber, even Rav Sheshes. Conceivably agrees to the idea that when you're tethered to your original place, it's not a shinui makom. So you could certainly learn like the idea that shinui makom is hashadas and still hold that even if it's tam bracha achareb makomo, it's tzarch levarich, and the reverse as well. So in the end of the day, the Ramah is certainly correct when he's saying, because we see this as Hesachadas, the application is A, you don't need to make a bracha achrona. B, if you're going to come back because it's Darvish Ton Bracha Achon Makomo, it's not a Shinui Makom. But that's not to say that that's really the machlokas between Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes. That would be very difficult to say. Okay. Moshe.
Yeah, two things. Number one, when you're talking about the Rabbi Kiva Eir's Kasha and you gave two terutzim on that, the first terutz, I think, is very similar to the idea that if you buy produce from an Amoritz and it's Demai, you have to be Mafrish Maser from it. But nevertheless, you don't have to give it to Levi because Amos Mechavar of Horaya. In other words,
I hear what you're saying. In other words, things remain an open question.
Yeah. So, in fact, I've long, I guess I'm a little more used to it now. But it would seem that once you decide that you have to take my, out of Suffolk, you say, well, I do have to take Meister from it. So then, why don't I have to give it to the Levy by the same Suffolk?
So, right. In a sense, I think that's a much smaller chiddush than this case, because in that case, I'm mafresh, but the Levi can't demand it from me because Motzi Chol V'Raya. Here, the fact is that I didn't have to go back. And therefore, especially since, like we said, the whole principle here is based off of Hesach Hadas. So, and anytime you don't have to go back, you're Mesiach Das. So therefore, it should still be Hesach Hadas. In other words, I think that I agree with your Dimyon, but I think your Dimyon is still not enough.
Okay.
Or it doesn't totally take away the Chiddush, we'll put it that way.
Okay. The other question is, I have a hard time understanding when you say, even as, so you're saying that Mishneh Malkum is more than Hesach Das, but why, do you, I still don't understand why you have to make a bracha Rishon. I mean, if you didn't make the bracha Achrona before you left, why have to make it before he came back? The Dimyon to the case of a Sudan, you're Moshech, you're dying from Pas, and you eat some fruit, because Birka Mazon only potters other things if they're toffled to the bread. But
because Birkas HaMazon, in the case of Dvarim Shalom Machmas HaSuda, then it needs a bracha Rishona, no bracha Achrona.
No, I'm talking about when you have
covered by benching, even though it's not tafel to the bread.
Well, it's sort of.
So Birkas HaMazon works even for things that aren't tafel to the bread.
Perhaps I should. It's sort of semi-tafel. The case that you were talking about when the Berachas HaMazon doesn't cover it is when you're Moshech, you're dying mina pas, right? We don't do this anymore. But in that case, when you have the fruit, so then it's totally separate from the meal, even though it might have been contemporaneous. So therefore, you have to make a separate bracha. But Berachas HaMazon only potters the fruit if there's some reason for to potter it. But if the first meal you had was bread and the second meal you have is bread, what is the Havamina that the benching on after the second meal would not cover the first meal also?
So you make a good question. Number one is, it was a mashal. I agree it's not totally identical. But more to the point, I don't, maybe if you want to say it's not a havamina, you don't say it's havamina. At the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch does paskin that if you messed up and you didn't bench before you made hamotzi the second time, then it would cover it. So in the end of the day, you're correct.
Yeah, but why even lachatchila?
But the answer is lachatchila is right now I am chayiv to make Birkas HaMazon on my first meal. So I have no right to go ahead and start a new meal. Right now, I'm chayiv to make a Birkas HaMazon on my old meal. And therefore, I must do that.
Even though you're about to make...
Now it is a chiddush. I agree intuitively. The position of the Rama and the Rush is more intuitive to me. But that's what the Rambam says. Okay, so we're going to stop here. We're not quite done. We especially have to talk about a lot of contemporary questions like eating while traveling, and having a sip of coffee before you get into your car. Other very chidushim. So we're going to Be'ezus Hashem on Thursday. We'll finish Siman Kuf Ayin Ches. If we still have chance, we're going to do Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel. And I guess that'll be the last official chabura until July's man, when we'll pick up with the third parak. And we'll find some time to do the Shechianu sugyas and the like, the sugyas from the ninth parak. We'll have to find some time when to do that, because that's very interesting and relevant. Okay, have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi, for the invite. I appreciate it.
Ah, Shkayach Seth.